Nicole Myjack has fostered more than 40 children over the last 10 years. Myjack is licensed through the state to take children from birth through teens.
We get requests daily. Sometimes we get requests even like, can you take this kid for a night?
Teens can be hard to place in foster care. Stephanie Baxter worked as a social worker for over 2 decades, says getting teens placed in a safe home is difficult because they often have dealt with more trauma.
There's a kid, as far as I know, he's still in living in a hotel, and he's been living in a hotel at least for 3 years. And yes, this is a teenager I placed. He came to me at 7. I know he was 7. He lost his first tooth in the back of a state car. I was driving him.
The pandemic stressed the foster system even more. There were less homes for fosters as uncertainties around COVID-19 made families less open to taking in children. Ernest Henderson is the statewide director of high school programs for Treehouse, a nonprofit that serves children in foster care.
Some of the issues we're finding is that we have fewer people willing to do foster care than before the pandemic. Every year in and out, the state of Washington has a deficit of about 2,000 foster homes that we need to place all our kids appropriately.
Henderson understands teens living in foster care. Henderson says he was an angry, difficult teen himself.
I grew up in foster care, and that was my case. I was in several foster homes. It was a cycle where my sisters and I would be moved into a foster home and stay there for 6 months or so, move back to our birth parents, and then and the cycle would repeat itself. And that's a pretty common story you hear.
Now Henderson runs a program called Graduation Success, which works with kids after they complete the 8th grade through high school graduation. The aim of the program is to help these kids graduate high school and move on to trade school or college. Nationally, only 2 in 10 kids in foster care graduate from high school. Compare that with the rate of 7 in 10 graduating among kids not in foster care.
We have youth that face so many issues. They develop a very high level of grit, stick-to-itiveness, and if we are able to provide them with the framework and the support and the advocacy that they can take hold of those things and find success, they're often going to have a very positive impact on this world.
Henderson's program has mentors to help kids with their attendance and behavior. It also provides money for school clothes and driver's ed. Former social worker Stephanie Baxter knows there are dedicated individuals who want to serve.
And it's us who are still doing the work every day, plodding along, finding the kids that, you know, we can at least help get through the system.
Foster Care Awareness Month highlights the need for additional foster care families and to provide support for existing caregivers. Those considering becoming a foster parent can inquire through the state. Background checks, home visits, and trainings are required. I'm Dori Luzo-Gilmore.